Welcome to the DTFF podcast. My name's Ash, and I'm joined with two people. We have Scott.
Hey there. Sorry, my mic wasn't working.
And we have Todd. So we are all back in the same room for the first time in a while and the last time in a while. Scott's back from work for a week and then right back away for work for 2 months.
Two and a half months.
Yeah.
No ability to do any of this while I'm away. So, yeah.
Yeah, this is it for you. Like, you can't take this show on the road. All right. So, thank you for coming. So this week we're going to chat about what we're getting prepared for. We're actually going to release this podcast a little bit early. For anybody that's going to be attending, they can have a listen on their drive in. Todd and myself, and a crew from my department are going to spring seminar in Sunshine Valley. And we have been requested to teach a couple sessions. So Todd and myself are actually taking on forcible entry, and Kevin and Grant, who have both been on here before, Kevin a lot, are doing live fire. So yeah, we're just kind of getting the prep work done now. It's been quite the mobile shift to get all of our gear down there. But yeah, Todd, what do we all got going?
So for ourselves, so we're going to be doing some forcible entry techniques. So there's going to be two forcible entry doors down there in our session. And like sessions in the past, we've talked about past seminars, they're an hour long. So basically, we just kind of want to reinforce the basics of how to force doors. And part of that is kind of the size up of what kind of door are you working with? What kind of door frame are you working with? Obviously, the obvious ones like an inward swing, outward swinging, some other issues that may arise, whether you have slide locks or drop bars, things like that, other techniques to use. And just the real basics of getting your hands on the tools, using your Halligan, how to properly place yourself to certain door frames. So there'll be a lot of discussion on that. And then just different techniques, kind of single firefighter method and two firefighter method, using an axe and a Halligan, or using the Halligan and a wedge. So yeah, there's definitely pros and cons to both, depending on how much space you have with the doors. Some of the scenarios we won't be able to do this time. We don't have any walls down, but in the past we put up some kind of pony walls by our door to make it really narrow. And that's challenging, of course, when you're trying to use some leverage of your tools. We're just going to run the basics of kind of the common communications on and terminology on what to do. You know, your hit, drive, wedge, stop, things like that. And then just remembering that door control. So once you actually breach it and it's free swinging open, we want to make sure we're entering and doing a quick little sweep right around that door and behind that door for kind of that live fire layout. Is there any victims right by there? Do you see any fire? What's the layout? Do you see anything? And then close it and control your door safely and slowly with your tool. Of course, that's in a fire setting. However, all the forcible entry techniques we use aren't always just on a fire. So it might be some more passive entry techniques if you're just gaining entry for EHS, for example, things like that. So, there'll be a lot of good discussion points on kind of what we do, and then just down and dirty to the basics. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's really, really important to note that everything that we're doing here is not like a certifiable course, just like we always chatted about back when we were hosting locally here. This is just a quick 1 hour session. Some people will have years of force entry experience and they're coming through the session just to see, hey, do these guys do it different? Is there any little tips and tricks? Where others are going to be coming through and they've never forced a door in their life before. They might be a fresh recruit. You know, whatever it is, maybe they haven't had the opportunity to train with a door prop. So you get the brand new or the 20-year chief. Like, you get such a random group of people that come through, and they may be in the same session. So, you know, we kind of dumb it down to, I don't want to say like the weakest person, but that's how you start it. And then you've got the hour, so you can build on that as people's skill set and their, you know, like it all grows. You can start to layer on more and more. And by the end of the hour session, you'll have people like ripping through doors. You know, you get those reps down quick. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I haven't had the chance to teach for a couple seasons now, so it's going to be awesome to teach outside of our home base here, which is going to be awesome. And I think before we go too much further in, just a shout out to Sunshine Valley Volunteer Fire. They are a super small community just outside of Hope, British Columbia. I don't know how many people they have year-round that live there. Definitely a recreation community. They're about 25 minutes just outside of Hope. Little two-bay fire hall. I think they do like all types of service. So I don't know if they're a full-service hall, obviously, with being that small. But yeah, they're out there getting after it. They're pretty switched on training. They're building a really cool prop. I'm going to try to grab some photos. I think it's their SBA confidence session that they're doing. They've got like air over hydraulics on a floor that drops out. Like, it sounds really, really cool. So these guys take training very, very seriously, which is what drew us to obviously want to go on and try to help out. Our other session is going to be live fire. So speaking with the chief there, they don't have any CCANs or any ability for live fire. They do have the Justice Institute coming down to do some training, but they want real fire, real smoke. So they asked us if we could take two of our cans down and teach. And Chief Bob was like, "Oh, that's crazy. No." And I'm like, wait a minute. We never say no. Let's actually look and see what this would take. And sure as shit, yeah, we talked to one of our members who actually sells us cans as well. He trucks back and forth to the coast. So for a pretty reasonable fee, we're shipping our cans down there. We're going to set up, and yeah, Kevin and Grant are going to be running the other scenario for some nice live fire attack and building search.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to getting down there and kind of seeing the setup of the layout, how they're going to do it. This year, they're I think there's 18 sessions they're going to be putting on. So yeah, there's still quite a few hands-on sessions, which we all like. Like, we like the hands-on, getting the skills, getting dirty, using lots of SCBA, and it's going to be a really good weekend. It's like every other seminar that we've been to or hosted. The day we had classroom sessions, and I would find like the first groups who've never been to a seminar before, they'd follow the list of what's required. So they'd show up to classrooms, and then after the first kind of two sessions, you quickly figure out people start migrating off to the cool sessions, right? All the hands on. So over the years, as we hosted, in Oliver here, it was just, we reduced it to all hands on practical stuff. So really looking forward to see what they have there for a setup. And I think it's going to be fantastic having us down there with two of the props that you guys are bringing down. I think that's a really good shout out to your department here as well. So it's awesome. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think even our last two classroom sessions where you and I taught them, last seminar, and we made them not a regular classroom session. You had stopped the bleed. So obviously there was blood and tourniquets and screaming and yelling. And then I did the active shooter presentation where, again, we did scenario. Actually, we had a discussion. We, you know, laid up some chairs, made a pretty good scene. So, yeah, even classroom sessions, you can make fun. You don't have to do the PowerPoint and kind of that boring, benign stuff. You can make it pretty exciting.
Yeah, I'm really classify that as a classroom because, like, we did a little bit of a introduction in the classroom, if you will, in the beginning. But then right away, boom, where everybody was hands-on, everybody was getting wet and dirty and being physical in both the sessions. And we got a ton of feedback from those. So that was really good.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the session list here. And I don't think they have a lot of classroom either. It looks like everything's pretty much revolving around hands-on, which is really good. Some of their things, they got two courses that are going to be hosted by the JIBC, which they say there's some prerequisites that you have to have. But other than that, those two, they got pumps and pumping and rapid intervention team. I think those are actually going to be a certifiable. So if you're taking those, you like that's all that you do, where the rest of it is going through kind of the regular rotation that that we've kind of always dealt with here. So, yeah, it's awesome. They say they have over 20 sessions. They've got 20 or 21 listed here. There was a few other when I spoke last that weren't quite confirmed. So, yeah, I think it's going to be great. Our crew that's going is super excited. And it's a real mixed bag. Like, we have a couple, like seasoned firefighters that are going. We have a couple of like pretty new recruits that are going. The instructors, you know, myself, Kevin, Grant, Todd's coming. We've been around for a little bit, and we're just excited to go down there and, you know, help out. For one, I want to see another department have a chance for success. I think that's great. These guys have never done it before, so you know, obviously hopeful that it's going to go over well. But yeah, just kind of see what the other side of the world's like. Like, this is a much different environment than what we're used to here. Very wet, coastal. They're a little ways away from the ocean, maybe but 2 hours. But yeah, very, very coastal. Different wildland type area surrounding them. Big, big old growth trees. Really, really cool.
Fun fact for those that want to know what it looks like, if you watch the first Rambo, Rambo First Blood, that's where it was filmed. In Hope. Hope and surrounding areas, so probably near Sunshine Valley.
Yeah, the other big takeaway of actually getting out and going to these seminars as well is just the networking that happens there with so many other departments and a lot of other chiefs and other instructors and the all the people that come and sell shit. Vendors. All the vendors that arrive too. You know, it's fantastic. Oh, yes,
the shit sellers.
It's late. I had a long weekend. A lot of things going on in my life right now. But yeah, it's great. It's great being able to get out there and do that and buy shit from people that sell shit. So,
fun fact as well, we will also be selling shit there. So if you want to buy some shit that's labeled with our shit on it, come and see Todd or myself.
Yeah, we're going to have our shirts there as well set up. So we'll be whoring those things out like crazy. It'll be good. So yeah, come on and buy a DTFF shirt. And yeah, we might go a little sideways when we get down there too.
Yeah, so instruction will be great. Just not the best salesman.
Which is weird. It's like my job. So speaking of my job, one of the guys that's coming down works for me. He's also a firefighter here, obviously. I'm like, man, this is going to be great. Like, not working, like truly hosting and working, I'm going to be able to like have a couple of drinks, like unwind after. And he's like, whoa, like, are you going to be okay to teach in the morning? I'm like, yes, like I'm a grown man. Like, I know how to have a drink or two and just not have to go work until 2 a.m. and then go and teach. I can have a drink or two, go to bed at a reasonable hour, and wake up like a responsible human. And yeah, that's it. So I don't know what he was expecting, but you will not find me passed out in a pile of cans.
Well, there's some younger stories of our lives where that may have occurred, but definitely not now that we're all old and old.
Well, and to be fair, you were attending, you weren't instructing.
Yeah, very true. Yeah, attending is a blast. there's always one hell of a party afterwards. As you know, with ours in the past, we've had put on an amazing show with a live band and party. And it sounds like they've got some live entertainment there as well for that night, on Saturday night for the banquet and stuff. So really looking forward to that. And like you said, Ash, just getting out there and supporting them, doing that, like taking the reins as a new department to host the seminar is a huge undertaking. Like, the guys here in your department work so hard to get everything going. There's a lot of moving parts. So it's going to be really neat to see somebody else jumping on that opportunity.
Yeah, you know, John nailed it. I think that's something that a newer department that's trying to host one of these events doesn't really realize until they're kind of right in the shit of it, that there's so many moving parts, and it takes like an army to make it happen. And with them being a smaller department, I'm kind of curious to see how everything rolls together. It seems like they have a group of like pretty dedicated individuals that are really stepping up, which is generally what you get. Like, if we've got 30 firefighters here, you know, the way that I kind of said it to our newer crew when we dropped that seed, whether we're going to host the next one or not, was, hey guys, like, we just need people to commit. I'm like, I need 5 people to say that I'm in, like, soon. I'm going to need another 10 to say, hey, I'm in 2 months out. And then we need 30 of us to commit a couple of weeks out and then be all hands on deck. So it doesn't take an army leading up to it, but once you get closer and closer, you really need to start having a lot of hands. And there's a lot of mutual aid departments down there. Like, I'm sure they're definitely leaning on some of their other departments, or, you know, leaning on us to come and teach. I see Eris is going down there to teach a wildland arm, which, I mean, they've got a little bit of experience there. That's like their bread and butter. So with all of that happening, like, you're kind of sharing that workload. I was chatting with the chief, and he's like, yeah, I'm actually out there going to be instructing as well. So as he's trying to be the host, once the switch is flipped and the day starts, he actually has to go and hands-on teach, which I think is really cool. It's going to be a challenge when and if something goes wrong. Something always goes a little sideways, but once the morning starts, he's going to be out there hands-on, which is really, really cool. So it was really nice to hear that, you know, as much as they are smaller, like, they're very hands-on and, like, willing to go out there and make it happen. So, yeah, again, we're really, really excited to, you know, get ourselves down there. While we're going down, we'll take some photos, some videos. We're probably going to do an update Saturday night once we get back to the camp. So, like, I'm dragging my trailer down there. Todd and I are going to stay in that. The rest of our crew, well, Kevin's bring his trailer. The other crew have got a cabin. So we'll probably cycle some guys through, get a bit of an update, let you guys know how the weekend went, and you'll probably be able to hear from us, I don't know, updated on Sunday night, maybe. Kind of got a couple of back-to-backs out. Should be pretty good.
Yeah, I think the update will be fun, especially after day one. Just, you know, getting out there and meeting and greeting everybody and going through a bunch of evolutions. Yeah, we'll have a lot to say then. We'll actually break down exactly the kind of the steps and procedures and challenges that we've all kind of encountered and pushed through. And it's always fun hearing from the guys that are doing the live fire, because that's fly fire. It's the best gig out there, right? So being able to hear all the feedback of the seasoned guys that may be going through to the brand new guys that have never been inside a burn building before. It's going to be a really, really great discussion point. So looking forward to that.
Yeah, seeing those guys that are the first time through, seeing their eyes get really big when, you know, they finally get that taste of it, right? And that's something, it's not for the seminar, but that's actually something that we're doing this coming week with our adult recruits. We're going to be bringing them through the burn building for their first live fire experience. So we take them in, like, we've got a bit more time. There's going to be, like, 3 of them and a few of us, and we'll go in and do a cold start. Like, we've, you know, chatted here, I'm sure, a handful of times now, but just getting them in there, being, you know, familiar with your gear, watching that fire behavior, watching it grow, seeing the effects of, you know, a quick application of water, seeing what the vent is like. So we've got a windowed vent. We also have a vent overhead, so we can kind of dictate some of that fire behavior for them. Very, very cool. the prop that we're sending down doesn't have all of that, but there is going to be a windowed event. There's going to be just, I think, some Kev wants to do a couple little obstacles, if you will, so they can't just push straight in. They actually have to do a little bit of hose management, keeps a few extra firefighters engaged. They're going to have a dummy. They're going to make like a hose dummy. So when it gets singed, it's not the end of the world. So yeah, like just a bunch of evolutions of that. They'll have so much fun. And, you know, the season people, it doesn't matter if it's Sunday at 11 o'clock, it's the last rotation or the first crew that's going through. You always get jacked up for a live fire. So yeah, I'm like bummed that I'm not on that side of it, but you would never be able to tear that out of like Kevin or Grant's hands. Like, they're pretty excited for it. So yeah, Todd and I are still really excited to do the forcible entry, and we can build that. Like, we can do, talk about the force entry, hands-on force entry, talk about that passive entry, and really build it into something. So yeah, again, it's going to be a really awesome opportunity, and watch for updates throughout the weekend once we're down there. Yeah, anything else you guys want to add to that?
No, just that seminar is always a good time, and it's been around for 30 some odd years. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it kind of started off a very small thing, and it's grown over the years, and it's nice to see it still running.
Yeah, absolutely. And it seems like for a couple of years there, it was a worry of who's going to take it next, right? Like, after you guys hosted, and that kind of started the back-to-back years, right? So it's nice seeing somebody else take the reins of this. Gives you guys a little bit of a break to prep and plan for the next one. So, because it again, like we said, it's a ton of work, and it's months and months in planning.
Yeah, so wish them the best. We'll go and help out every way that we can, and hopefully be able to give a rave review on our Saturday night update there. And yeah, we'll be snapping a lot of photos. I'm gonna bring my GoPro and just have it set up so we can grab a ton of video just while we're instructing, while we're banging through doors. We'll walk away and try to grab a quick shot of the live fire, just kind of do a quick walk around and get as much video as we can. I'm sure we can put a nice little recap video together, which I think would be awesome as well. So yeah, watch out for that. Yeah, and if there's nothing else going on, I see Scott's playing with some Modus stuff, so why don't you tell us about Modus? Oh, which actually Modus is sponsoring the Force Entry session. So there's going to be some giveaways there. We'll do some live giveaways. So if you have Force Entry on your session card, show up, work hard, and you'll probably walk away with something. So Scott, tell us about Modus.
Tell us about Modus.
The Modus claim to fame is their snare drill. I currently have a shears in my hand, shear pouch. Which goes on to Molly gear, and probably go on your belt too, I guess. Yeah. But they have a lot of different things. They have, Todd had, what did you have a second ago? He had the, truck kit.
Vehicle pouch.
Which can also double as an IFAC, first aid kit. They obviously have the snagger tool, like I said, door wedges. I think they're making some new style door wedges that are maybe still secret. Lots of stuff on the go. Paul constantly is talking to us about different things. So check them out. DTFF5 will give you 5% off. And check them out on modus.com.ca. Modus. Yeah. MOTIS is Modus.
Yeah, perfect. Todd, stop the bleeding.
The bleeding. Very important. Start prepping, backing, and termination. Make sure you have wildline gear. Have one on in your pocket. You just never know when you're going to need it. And practice. Make your simulations, mix them into your practice. Nice, your FR training. You can make those really easy wound packs or tubes there. Some yoga blocks and sprayers. Just make it very interactive and have fun with it. Go on any of the Stop the Bleed websites, so stopthebleed.com.org. You can find out if there's an instructor near you. And if you want to become an instructor, that information is on there as well.
Awesome. Scott, tell us about Tanner.
Tanner Olson, now in Nashville, Chickamauga. I think he's playing, like, if you're ever down in Nashville, I think he's playing every night at every bar. I know he plays at Tootsie's now, plays at Luke Bryant's, I think is his big one that he plays at. So check them out. But they are going on tour somewhere around the States, but I don't know the dates yet. But yeah, Spotify, any place where you listen to music. Actually, they are coming to Guinea. I just remember that at some point this summer. I'll let you know when that is.
Perfect. If we're off, wouldn't be a bad weekend to head on down. Todd, what's keeping us awake?
Wolf Tree Coffee. So Wolf Tree Coffee is a local coffee manufacturer here. We are a big fan of them. We've made a blend in combination with them called the Initial Attack, which we are very fond of. And for every pound sold, $2 goes to the Honor House Society, which we are a big supporter of. So yeah, Wolf Tree Coffee, go at wolftreecoffee.com. They will ship anywhere and deliver locally here as well. So yeah, go on, buy some coffee. It's fantastic.
Yeah, speaking of Honor House, Scott, you got to go down and do a quick tour there. Maybe we'll just give them a shout out in a little more in depth.
Yeah, I went to Honor House last week. I was down there doing some teaching for the Justice Institute, actually. Stopped by, did a fairly lengthy tour. That place is pretty sweet. I've been there. Yeah, so we got a nice tour from Kurt and Craig. And that's four stories. I want to say it's four stories. Has 11 little hotel rooms. I think two of them are suites. Full-size kitchen. Downstairs is a media room where you can watch TV, and there's a big boardroom and really nice part of town. Like little grounds you can kind of sit around, like sitting areas and gardens and stuff. It's pretty nice. I'll upload those videos. I'll give them to our media relations team, and they can upload and send them up.
Awesome. Lastly, you have us talk about our merch. We have some Moose shirts left. We are working on some hats and whatnot coming hopefully this summer. Just kind of trying to finalize that. But we do have some Moose shirts. We're going to be selling them live at Seminar. So look for us at the session or at the DTFF campsite. And we'll have some off sales as well. So watch out for that. If you are going to be in attendance, or you can pick them up online, go to the link on our Facebook page, DTFF Store, at whatever it is, .whatever. Todd gets it wrong, so I'm going to try not to butcher it. I'm not going to attempt it. But follow the link. It's pinned on our Facebook page, and you can submit your order, and we will ship worldwide to you. So, yeah, you also obviously should be following us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube for all of our video content, and TikTok. Yeah, give us a like, share, subscribe, a rating. Helps us get out in front of more people. So, yeah, John, say goodnight.
Thanks, everybody. Good night.
Scott, say goodnight for half a year.
Have a good night. See you guys in 3 months. 3 months.
All right. Thanks, everybody. As always, stay safe, stay DTFF.